The liberal think tank Institute for Wisconsin's Future looked at FDIC reports for all the Wisconsin banks that took money from what's known as TARP, or the Troubled Asset Relief Program. Three of those were larger corporate banks. 17 were smaller community banks. The report shows small banks that took TARP funds increased lending to consumers by about 6% from September of last year to September of this year. That compares to a 10% drop in lending from the three larger banks that took TARP funds. Jack Norman is the Institute's director.
Some of the big banks saw the TARP money as a rescue and a possible, you know, we can take this money and maybe we'll survive. It was an act of desperation. For the small banks, I think it was more of a calculated business decision that federal aid was going to give us an opportunity to expand our business in a safe way.
The study also compared TARP recipients to those banks that took no federal bailout money. Among that group, smaller banks that took no TARP funds showed only about a 1% increase in lending. Bigger banks that declined TARP funds decreased their lending, but not by as much as those who took the bailout. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.